And Tiger Woods will play Quail Hollow. Which sounds like that.
That marriage is
done.
Yeah, totally.
Big time
That's
done.
Great. Good news there. Good girl.
Hey, Mark, any luck with this song?
Yeah, it's in four.
Is it any good? You listen to it?
I haven't heard it yet. Eric said it was funny. So I don't know if it's funny because it's supposed to be funny.
Or because Eric thinks it's funny?
Or because Eric, who knows what Eric says.
Wait, Eric, our new intern, is just creating a lot of tension and activity surrounding the show. Now, what's this deal with his nine tattoo? What happened?
Well, I came in yesterday, and I'm reading, or 2 days ago, I'm reading ESPN, and it said how Casey Kane is moving to Hendrick Motorsports, which to us means absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Zero. Like it couldn't mean less. In fact, I wish we'd never even heard that.
But I knew that's his favorite race car driver because he had a green shirt on for St. Patrick's Day, which I think was a Casey Kane shirt. So I asked him about it, and he started going in this diatribe about how, well, his number's going to change, or started talking about it, which I couldn't, I told him I didn't care. It didn't matter. So
when he said, in other words, once the discussion reverted to NASCAR, you never heard anything after that.
No, it was just,
all of it was just a blur.
And and he's talking about his number being changed, and I just didn't care. He said, well, but I got his number tattooed on my arm. So I pulled up his sleeve, and sure enough, he's got a green number 9 on his arm.
And he's changing his number now?
Oh, it's red. I'm sorry.
You can never tattoo a number, Eric. I mean, it's like buying a jersey. I've got, like, so many jerseys in my closet.
Yeah, this one might be a little regrettable, I guess, in the end, huh?
Wait, what's he changing his number to, Eric?
Either 25, maybe, or 5.
But he's not going to be 9.
Yeah. That's a
so you're
nine.
Screwed. Who's going to be 9 now?
That's enormous.
I don't know yet.
Well, if somebody else takes on 9, you could make them your favorite driver.
Yeah, that's maybe what I'll just do.
But Eric, you're going to go through the rest of your whole life when you're 80, it'll be number 9, right?
I mean, truthfully, I can run NASCAR.
You know, 50 years down the road, something would change, right?
Right. Well, I got it actually just because I met some girl at a party, and we wanted to get tattoos together, and I didn't know what to get.
No, wait, you got a tattoo to get laid?
Is that
I didn't even know I ever get laid.
And you never nailed her?
You never got laid?
Yeah, oh, man.
You didn't get any action.
She left while I was getting mine. She got one, and then she left while I was getting mine to go to some party.
No! She never got her tattoo!
She didn't even see the end of it.
What? Oh, man, is that brutal!
And you were stuck with the bill for her tattoo, probably.
No, I actually didn't pay for hers, so I at least I didn't
but
do
did,
that.
Did, but. So she did get one?
Yeah, she did get one.
But she didn't want to see you getting yours. She just wanted
to
bolt.
I guess the party was cooler than watching me get mine.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Every time he gives an answer, he's got that nervous laugh afterwards.
Yeah.
Whether you're on the air or off the air, doesn't matter. You can ask him how old he is, and be like, 22.
What tattoo did she get?
Oh, she got like a, what was it? Like a four-leaf clover on like a thigh or something.
Boy, you paid attention.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was pretty hot.
No catch this guy.
I can't help. You guys are, you know, I've been listening to you guys forever, so I'm nervous to talk to you guys.
He's been here 2 months.
Joe, a list of stuff one day. And,
Drew, you got it. You're
yeah, there's quite a list. Eric has really caught the attention of the staff. There's no question.
There's a lot of issues with Eric.
Eric got another mohawk because we told him to.
One day we're sitting here, and all of a sudden, everybody was like, don't look now, but check out Eric's hair. So all of a sudden, I'm trying to look into the glass over there, and here is this monster mohawk that is, I mean, you could have swung Eric upside down and then used him as a table saw. The hair was so hard as a rock, and so pointed and jagged, it was just like the edge of a saw blade. You could have literally cut through, I don't know how many 2x4s, and nobody ever referenced your mohawk, which, sorry about that, and it's gone now, right?
Well, I mean, it's still...
Is it still there?
It's still here. I just didn't put it up today.
Yeah, it's not what it was.
But
I can put it up anytime I want, I guess.
Yeah, and the story of the mohawk was... What was the deal on that? You were...
I've had it for a long time, and Joey just was like, are you ever going to put it up? So I put it up one day.
I encourage you to do it.
My mom hates it, though, so...
Your mom doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's on the list. His mom hates his haircut.
Actually, my mom doesn't know about any of my tattoos either, so if she's listening right now, I can't
do it. She doesn't know about the number nine, which is no longer is the guy's number even.
Yeah, she never listens, but she's been listening since I've been here, so hopefully not right now.
Yeah, boy.
It is early. It's only 6:32. Now, you were going to dye your hair green because State was playing basketball, but you're not even a State fan. That's also on the list of strange things about Eric.
Well, I just thought I could do it as like a, you know, I don't know, a spirited thing, I guess. But, no, I am a Michigan fan, though, so.
Michigan.
This could kind of fall in line with the fact of number four, strange things about Eric. He's a theme dresser. Are you a theme dresser?
As you can see today, I'm wearing my ring shirt. And also my Casey Kane head to the NASCARs this weekend. So.
Who is this little fag?
How can you be walking billboard every day when you'd only look at how you're dressed and know what's
important in his life?
Yeah. Like, you know George Costanza, I watch Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And, like, one time when he packs and he has a huge thing. Anyway, and Jerry asks him why he has so much stuff. He says he dresses by his mood, and that's kind of how I am.
Okay.
Mood, eh?
If I'm on a trip, I have, like, a girl's... Like, I bring so many clothes because I never know what I'm going to want to dress like. So.
I've never seen multiple theme dressers, though. Usually it's one theme, but he's going with multiple themes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the weekend, so like I said, NASCAR and the Wings are playing tonight, so.
Yes, you've got two things going.
Okay, now also, and I don't know when they say we or, you know, this. I don't know who we're talking about here, but it says we convinced Eric, this is probably Mike and Mark, I guess, that Bentley is from Great Britain. Is that true?
No, that was Joey, I think. Mm-hmm. Joey did that.
It took me about 2 weeks. To realize, I thought he was just doing a fake British accent, but I guess he was doing a bad American accent.
Bentley was actually trying to change his voice when he was around you?
Yeah, and the thing is, I kept making comments like, oh, still sticking with that British accent, huh?
I want it before you didn't believe it. You believed it for a while, right?
I believed it for a while, and then finally, I think, like I said, 2 weeks in, Joey's like, you know he's kidding. He really is British. And I was like, no, he's not.
So you were also convinced that Mike Walters is a big badass that, like, kicked the crap out of people all the time? Is that true?
Well, I've called him Mark a couple of times, and Joey just told me, like, some bad stories about how he put some guys in the hospital.
It was hilarious. I come in one day and Joe's like, oh, by the way, dude, if anyone asks, you're really kind of a badass. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you just like kick the bleep out of people for no reason. He's like, yeah, we got Eric convinced that you're just a wicked badass. I'm like, really? Like, oh, yeah, man.
So he was freaked out because he was mixing up you and Mark's name, and he thought that that would be a really nothing reason to kick your ass.
He'll get really mad at himself for, like, if he walks in and says, hey, Mark, and I look at him, I'll be like, oh, no, Mike, I'm so sorry. And then he'll go in the other room and, like, throw something against the wall. He'd be so mad at himself for making that mistake, you know.
Because, Eric, you know what, it's like that.
Very emotional.
Chris Farley, when he was interviewing Paul McCartney,
he's
like, oh, geez, what am I thinking? Oh, God, idiot. Just throws a fit.
Yeah, I can see him yanking on his mohawk.
Like, I'm just so nervous. I don't like making
Eric, relax. Come on.
Mistakes.
It's just a radio show, Eric. Come on.
I know.
You can. Were you tentative around Mr. Walters for the longest time?
I wouldn't even want to look in his eye or anything.
Wait, here's a.
I am a badass, by the way. Just so you know.
Hold on. This is a fascinating item about Eric, and I'm almost afraid to ask him on the air. Ask Eric about his homo experience at NASCAR.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Sounds intense.
No, this is not real. Well, it is real.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like he was catching so far.
So I was at NASCAR. I go every year. What?
You have a theme hat for that?
Well, my NASCAR hat, obviously. And I go every year, so we were just, you know, drinking all day like we do. And it was the end of the night. But earlier that day, we'd gone around the campground looking for girls to take their tops off, you know, got their V's going. And this guy, people start going to their tents, and it's about 3 in the morning. And this guy kind of starts, like, putting his arm around me and asks if I want to, like...
Is this guy just kind of walking around the grounds?
We just usually meet people, and they come over, and they have beers. It's no big deal. Yeah.
Was he part of the pop-topping group that was going around?
Yes, he was with us when we were doing this.
No.
Yes.
So, and
he must have sensed some insincerity in Eric's effort to get people to pop their tops.
So he came over to your campsite, sort of?
Yeah, well, he was over there. Like I said, it's no big deal usually. We just, you know,
have people
drink beers. It's no big deal. And then he kind of started making his move on me, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, you're not gay?
Now come here, mister. I want to kiss you.
He just put his arm around you just out of the blue?
Yes. Like, there was only me and him left. Everyone else was pretty much gone. I was going to drink that last beer and go to bed.
Oh, man. So you're figuring you're probably staying up because you want to do him, probably.
Yes.
He thought it was a
matter. He was just so drunk.
He thought he's making a really romantic move, too. He put his arm around him. He didn't just try to kiss him and move in for the, you know, the quick action. He actually put his arm around him. It's going to be romantic.
So he sort of weasel away from his arm?
Yeah. I, you know, I'm not like a fighter, and I'm not really a mean person either. So I kind of was just like, I kind of just told him to get out of there. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. And he's like, well, are you sure? You're sure you're not gay?
That's gay.
He actually offered to give me some oral.
What? What? And he took him up on it.
Yeah. It was pretty good. But.
Hold on. We have an idea for your number 9 tattoo, which is now maybe the race is going to be 25 or 5. You're not sure which?
Yeah.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think of this Eric guy, by the way?
What's that?
What do you think of Eric so far from what you've heard about him?
He seems like he's a pretty good guy.
Oh, yeah. He's all right. In the whole
he might fit in. This could be a real life-changing experience for him,
yeah.
I think.
This is going to change a life-changer for Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking, like, well, since I'm not a NASCAR fan at all, but since you are in Hockey Town, that number 9, you could easily write Howe above it and have a Gordie Howe tattoo.
Yeah, Gordie Howe.
Yeah, I thought about that. Or make it a Stevie Eiserman tattoo.
Right, you put a 1 in front of it, you have a nice Eiserman tattoo.
Yeah, do you like anyone a lot that's number 19, 29, 39, 49, or 9?
Just put a 6 in front of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I have enough room for a 6, though.
Or leave it as a 9 and put Romo on it.
Oh, his mom would be so bummed if it turned into 69. Oh God. She's going to be mad enough about the stupid tattoo.
Yeah, is there enough room to put a 1 in front of it or anything?
Not really.
Eric, do you feel you can't land a chick without doing something stupid like getting a tattoo for her?
Well, I can't land chicks anyway, so really, anything, I guess, that you can talk to a girl. What I've been on dates a couple of times, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder what he didn't ruin.
No,
I wonder what
you
did.
You had a girlfriend for a while?
Not really.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
This is getting really uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know what? Don't feel you have to answer that, Eric. You don't have to answer that. I'm just wondering what he did to make this guy think he was gay. That's really weird. He doesn't seem gay.
First time though, so
really.
What? Oh yeah. Man,
I was just poor bastard. Joe the other day at a couple of concerts. I've got hit on by guys too, actually.
Wait, what concerts?
Yeah, Eric, you're sending the wrong message.
Lady Gaga. No, it was not Lady Gaga.
What concert?
It was this MSI group. They're kind of, most people don't really know them. They're kind of like rock, rap, techno kind of.
So what did this guy do?
He just started kind of hitting on me. And I was like, dude, I'm not gay. And
I just wonder, what is like a gay hit? How do you hit on a guy when you're gay? What did they say?
Not that I'm the expert here, but he came, I don't know, he just came up, started talking to me. Again, like, just putting his arm, like, started touching me. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
How do these guys think you're slutty, too? They only think you're gay. They think you're a gay slut.
Where was he touching you?
Just, like, on the arm. You know, like, you know, if you were hitting on someone, kind of. Yeah, and then at the end of the night, not only, like, he ended up getting pissed at me because I told him, I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm not gay. And he's like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you're just not ready to admit it yet.
That's like a guy at NASCAR. All these guys that hit on you end up just, they will refuse to believe that you're not gay.
They're in shock.
You are too.
They're onto something.
I guess I exude that quality.
You must be sending some type of message.
I don't get it,
because
honestly,
it.
Like, joking aside, like, I do, I'm pretty manly. Like, I watch sports. I
Eric, definitely has a wacky quality about him, but it doesn't seem gay to me. Did you think he was gay?
Not at all.
I didn't either.
Not in the least. No.
He just seems kind of wacky, just kind of a goofy
guy.
But I mean, definitely seems
wacky.
Intelligent, not gay.
Yeah.
What in the hell is he doing to make these people think he's such a slutty gay guy?
Do we have a picture of Eric on the internet?
It's going up right now.
Oh, jeez.
Well, everybody's got to take a look at a picture
that's gay.
You can figure out why it is people would think you're gay.
I don't know, man.
It's not what he's wearing. He's not a stellar dresser, a real snappy dresser.
Is that a picture? Is that Eric there with the mohawk?
Facebook.
With the sunglasses? Oh, that's your Facebook?
Oh, I see. And now that picture kind of looks like, could look like he's on a date. He's on a crazy date with this other dude.
I don't know.
Eric,
that might be. That picture may need to come down.
Look at those sunglasses. Whoa. And that mohawk.
That was actually my roommate for a little bit. Wow, my Facebook's blowing up right now, too. People must be hearing me or something. I never get those kind of reaction on my Facebook.
Oh, man. Wait, why is there deodorant all over your shirt?
Oh, that's another story.
I guess I put deodorant on that morning, and I don't know. I guess
after your shirt was on, you put it on?
I guess I did.
Eric, the word is you put so much deodorant on, and it's the white powder stuff, not the clear stuff. You put so much deodorant on that when you put your shirt on, it literally bled through the shirt.
That has only happened once in my life.
Why is it bleeding down at the bottom of the shirt, though? It's like not just bleeding through in the armpit.
I think he put it on, and as he pulled it down, it just went boom, 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 all the way down the side.
Okay.
He's got streaks all the way.
This guy's going to... How much deodorant would you use to make that happen? It looks like you're part of a paint crew. You just painted a home white.
Oh, but he never changed it.
I think we have
left it on the whole day.
What were they going to do? I didn't have another shirt.
Shirts here.
I guess I could
have. Yeah, if you ever a shirt problem, this is a great place to be. There's shirts all over the place.
Absolutely.
This guy's going to be a project. There's no question.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, Eric. We'll get you square on.
We got to take a break here. And maybe there's, who knows, maybe we get some chicks to hit on Eric. Way we could get rid of this gay thing, whatever's just haunting him. My God.
Yeah, get Eric out on a date or something.
There's more on this list, but we'll never get through it now. We'll have to revisit the list. Maybe we can revisit it later in the show or Monday.
Every day is an adventure with you, Eric, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's good to make things happen as an intern, even if it's getting hit on by gay guys. Yeah. That's good for an intern. You're making things happen. You're giving the show things to talk about.
That's right.
So that's a positive.
Yeah, there you go.
Who is this little fag?
All right, man. Now somebody's going to hear that.
This is terrible. Come true, though, so just let you know.
What about NASCAR? You like NASCAR?
He loves NASCAR.
I've never heard NASCAR was like a fine wine. You can't go back to the three.
If you ever get involved in NASCAR, it's like tasting a fine wine. Once you taste fine wine, you don't want the $3 stuff.
No, you don't.
NASCAR, too.
Being a fine wine like a fine wine?
Definitely.
All right. Back after this at 6:44, and coming up this morning, the Eric story. Eric has a Red Wings flag at his house.
Yeah.
And he lowers it to half staff when the Red Wings lose.
Oh!
So some neighbors actually have come to really appreciate it because they know the Red Wings lost by Eric's flag.
Yeah, they don't even
see
watch
the game. Right.
I'm just a big dork.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, that's great.
See, I don't want you to stop doing these things just because we're talking about it.
I've been doing it since 97, so I think I'll probably...
Since 97, is that right?
You've been doing this for 13 years with a Red Wings flag?
Yeah.
Really? Were you planning to do it until you die?
I don't know, I guess.
Is it a big old flag?
It's just a normal flag. Yeah. really corny.
Should we call his mom? I don't want to get him in trouble.
Oh, I know. It's sort of dangerous.
My mom's pretty cool. Like, even though she has got this, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, but there's a lot of landmines there.
Yeah, my life is, I'm like Costanza. I got living a lot of lies, you know.
That's the second Costanza reference in the morning for Eric, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I think you really like Costanza. You use him to justify a lot of your behavior, don't you?
Yeah, I like him, but not like Homer. So.
Oh, yeah, Homer. He wants us to do Stump the Staff Simpsons trivia. He thinks he'll just bombard people. You really that good on Simpsons trivia?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this Mrs. Fady?
Yep.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling. We're on WRIF, where Eric's down here interning.
Yeah, I just heard that.
You weren't just listening the last 10 minutes, were you?
I didn't hear. No, I didn't hear the last 10 minutes. No. Came back in. I was ready to leave, and I heard you say something about Eric and calling his mom. And I said, "Oh my God, should I dash out the door now?"
Okay, so you didn't hear us talking about Eric and some of his strange personal habits.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, we really.
I can verify all of them.
We're kind of teasing about the Red Wings flag.
Yeah.
At half mast.
It's out there.
Yeah, it sure is.
Did you think that was a little nerdy when he started doing the Red Wings flag and putting it at half staff when they lost?
You know what? With him, it just was normal.
You've got some great Eric stories.
When I realized that when my neighbors, the hotelings, he told me that they, can know how the Red Wings did or other teams based on our flag, then I knew it was,
So he's doing it for other people. That's really nice. It's a service to the neighbors. That's very nice.
Well, I'd love to hear the stories that you must have about Eric. We think the world of him, by the way. He's a wonderful son. He must be a wonderful son for you.
I attribute all of my gray hairs to him.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
He's got a fine future,
through
no question. Are you happy with his education at this point?
Pardon me?
Are you happy with his education? I mean, this is part of his educational experience.
We're still
here.
Encouraging him to get a more traditional career.
such as what, something in the business world or accounting?
Pardon me?
Something like accounting or...
you know, something that paid money.
Now, what
like, like a doctor, perhaps.
Right, right.
Or a lawyer. What's he doing with his education that you don't think is going to make him any money?
What is she doing?
I don't know.
Keep printing those buttons, Mom. Come on.
What's your major, Eric?
Pardon?
Well, specs. I went to specs for broadcasting.
Okay, so she doesn't think you're gonna make any money in broadcasting.
No. Yeah, so you're not exactly happy that he went into radio, are you, ma'am?
No, that's why we made him pay for a lot of it himself because I didn't really think it was.
Yeah, he might as well. He might as well have joined a rock band, huh?
Right.
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
Did he go to college at all?
He went to OCC.
Okay. Yeah. Did he finish?
No. That's what we're still working on, to try and encourage him to
your
do that.
Your mom goes to college.
We've encouraged him all we can. He just doesn't seem to have the interest in finishing. I don't know what it is.
We've got to get him into a university, get him a wife, and get him a great career, and get him rolling down the street,
A wife with a good job would be a good thing.
Boy, she's really worried about you making money, Eric. I know what it is. Mrs. Fady, are you afraid that you and your husband are going to have to support him for a long time?
let's say our savings has been depleting rapidly.
Oh, so he's pretty much of a net negative on the balance sheet over there.
Yeah.
No, I would just like him to, be successful and, be happy. But
get off the payroll over there, for Christ's sake. These college bills, my God.
Yeah. Does he eat you out of house and home? Does he have a big appetite?
Yeah, he does. He does eat a lot.
Does he?
And look, as you know, how skinny he is.
Yeah, he is skinny. He's tall and skinny.
He eats a ton.
But we heard that he does a lot of things around the house to make up for all the money that he's costing you guys, like he paints and things like that and fixes
grass,
things.
Does all the flower planting in May and all that?
He does cut the grass, and we're on 2 acres, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's huge.
You really cut the grass?
I actually like cutting the grass, so.
On a tractor?
So you wouldn't do it.
It's on a tractor. No wonder he likes
it. No, it's a push. It's a push.
Oh, it's a push.
But it does have a mower. I don't have to really push it.
For 2 acres? Or how big is it?
Well, it's a larger size push mower, the commercial one.
Okay, Eric, you don't do it to help out. You do it because you like doing it.
I actually, I just like cutting it, so.
Okay. If it was a matter of helping out, you wouldn't do it.
No, probably not. Yeah. I don't really do the dishes that much either, actually.
Well, we got to work on him.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you come.
Well, now he says he has to watch all these shows, that to keep up for your program there, like the Law.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's true. He does have some homework.
Yeah, Fast Forward and V and all that stuff.
It's the TMZ. Perfect homework for him.
Yeah, if he's going to get any more in the radio industry, definitely. Yeah. Should be watching some TV.
So now he's hogging your TV. He used to be able to watch other shows. Now Eric's got the dog on TV.
Well, now we can't because if he's got 2 shows on the DDR or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't watch another show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Fady, we just wanted to make sure you were listening. We thought Eric thought it might be good that you might think somehow he's going somewhere if we were actually talking about it.
I'm listening to all your topics.
Jeez.
It's not something a mother necessarily likes to hear, but I guess it's,
really?
I guess it's doing okay.
Was there something upsetting on the program today?
There was probably a lot.
What do you find most objectionable? What subject? If you could eliminate one subject on the show, what would it be?
Probably the Ben incident and with the girl.
Ben Roethlisberger?
That you keep using.
Oh, well, it's part of the sports. You mean when he exposed himself to the girl?
Pardon me?
Him exposing himself to the girl?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the sports. So, if you want me to if you want me to eliminate actual news stories, we could do that. But
you're probably not a fan of the potty humor portion either. I would.
But
not one of Butt Mike's friends.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
But at least he's at your place and not mine.
Yeah. Wow.
Would you be happy if he was maybe on Jim Harper's show or something a little more tame?
Well, wasn't there somebody that just retired?
Dick Burton, yeah. Dick Burton, if he's an intern at Dick Burton's station, maybe he could have filled in there.
Yeah.
That guy makes a lot of money.
That role.
know. Yeah, maybe then WWJ with Roberta and Joe. Yeah. She might like that.
Roberta, did you see it? No?
No. This is it.
This is it?
This is where I want to be.
Eric, yeah, he's sure of it, ma'am. He's very confident here.
Yeah, you are his style.
Yeah, don't miss his fading. Keep him on the straight and narrow. Yeah, ma'am, don't you worry about that.
You're off the case. Don't worry. You've done your job.
You've done a remarkable job.
We'll take it from here.
He's a fine lad.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Oh, boy. You're safe.
You didn't leave, listen to those last
Looks like I'm
minutes.
In the clear.
You made it.
Hey, tell that guy to get a job and move out of his mom's house.
Absolutely.
I work at Meijer.
Man, you just limboed under two Coke bottles there, sir.
How many hours are you working at Meijer?
Like 20.
Really?
Yeah.
You go see your specs, Meijer, and here?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty full plate.
What do you do at Meijer's?
And he mows the lawn.
I'm a stalker.
Oh, stalker. Okay, yeah.
So how concerned on a scale of 1 to 10 are your parents about your future at this moment?
I mean, I don't know. When I look at a resume, like, think about sending things out, they're like, my mom just like, don't move, don't move. So she doesn't want me to be in this, but she doesn't want me to move either, so.
Yeah. She wants you to be a mama's boy.
She's reluctant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my mom's cool, but I'm not a mama's boy, so.
Yeah.
But her concern, again, you didn't answer the question, her concern on a scale of 1 to 10 about your future.
I'd say probably a negative 5.
No, 10 being high concern. 10 being
one.
High concern.
One.
A 1? She's not worried.
10.
10, okay.
very concerned.
Why couldn't you have just kept your stupid, ugly kid in line?
No kidding.
Yeah, it seems like there may have been a discipline problem. They let you get away with a lot when you're a kid?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You play video games all you want.
I do a lot of stuff, but like as far as the schooling, I was always very lazy, watching a lot of TV.
So now you're watching
like,
TV.
Like I never went to parties or anything. Like I knew I couldn't do that, but as far as being lazy, yeah.
You couldn't do that. Why couldn't you go to parties?
My mom is hardcore against drinking, like anything.
Oh,
that,
boy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just like, if you had two beers, it's like, oh my God, two beers.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What does she think you're doing at all these NASCAR events?
Here, my sister's calling me, actually. No, that's kind of funny.
What does she think you're doing in NASCAR?
Well, she knows I'm drinking, but she like, just don't drink too much.
Oh, boy.
Don't drink too much.
One time, when I turned 21, she's like, I know you've drank a few before, but like, what's the most you've ever had? And I kind of lowballed it, like 5. And she's like, 5? My God.
You lowballed it. You lowballed.
Did you debate saying 3?
I thought about like what's the lowest I can say that I 5 is not that much, right?
What's the real answer? What's the real answer?
Oh, before I was 21, I don't know. You know, a 12 pack or something.
Eric, she's listening.
I know.
Yeah, look out.
She's gonna
freak. We got through that missing 10 minutes.
Right.
And now I'm wrecking it now.
Well.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh,
you so slithered under in that one.
I know.
Ooh, you lucky.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Actual audio.
Meatloaf.
All right. Well, okay, we've got to take our final break. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to get back to Stump the Staff. I hope Matt's not still waiting. I'm sure
Matt's
he gave up on it.
Long since left.
Yeah. All right. We'll wrap it up, send it on his way, and into the weekend after this. 101 WRI.